بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about mentioning the name of the people, especially the holy masumin, beside the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is such a thing allowed or not? According to ayah 18 of surah Jinn in the holy Quran, we are not allowed to name anybody or anything beside the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or consider a partner for him. So why is it that, for example, the Shias bring the name of the holy infallibles beside the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Chapter Al-Jinn, verse 18, reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Masajid, I will explain about this word, are for God. So do not call next to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone. Now, we know that as Shia, we believe in the concept of tawassul based on verses of the Quran and the narrations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says that wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila, to resort to wasila or means, and this is the same root wasila as tawassul. But unfortunately, some Wahhabis, relying and referring to some verses, they claim that what is done by the Shia is an act of polytheism. This is one of the verses. Now, to give a very clear answer, Allah says, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Do not call anyone next to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My question is that, do the Salafis not call anyone mm-hmm. next to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For example, if a father, a Wahhabi father, is going to call his children, doesn't he call them by their name? Oh, I mean, Muhammad or Ali or whatever, Fatima, for example. So they are calling other people okay. or their colleagues in an office. Usually, I mean, it's very natural for them to call each other by names. But the verse says, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Do not call anyone next to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are accusing Shia of polytheism, but the point is that all the people all around the world, they call each other by names. So this is giving us a message that they have understood the verse in a wrong way. Their understanding from this verse is not true. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا is referring to the fact that we are not allowed to call anyone, meaning worship anyone next yes. to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, explaining about this verse, I promise to talk about the word al-masajid. There are a couple of interpretations about this al-masajid. One is that it is referring to mosques.
Yes.
So, and all the people, all the places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, it can be mosques or even churches, synagogues, and so on and so forth. This is one interpretation. So, mosques and other similar places are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, do not call anyone next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that do not worship anyone except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other interpretation is that al-masajid is referring to the whole earth, because the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, جُعَلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا. The earth was, chosen for me as a masjid, as a place for sajda or prostration. The third viewpoint is that al-masajid is referring to the salat or prayers, because al-masajid in this interpretation is the plural form of masjid, and masjid means sujood or prostration. So it means that prostration, sajda, is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not call anyone,
yes,
except for Allah, which means that do not prostrate before anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth viewpoint is that al-masajid is referring to the places that we put on the earth at the time of sajda or prostration. We know that at the time of prostration, we put some parts of our body on,
yes,
the earth, the toes, knees, palms, and the forehead.
Forehead, that's right.
So this verse is again giving us the message that you're not allowed to prostrate before anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, having said that, the clear message of this verse, with any of these interpretations, it doesn't make any difference, is referring to the fact that we are not allowed to worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا is not referring to calling the people by name. As I mentioned, it is happening on a daily basis, even by Wahhabis who are accusing the Shia. What happens by the Shia is exactly in line with worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we have other verses in the Quran and other narrations that unfortunately these Wahhabis, they refer to claim that this is an act of polytheism. But the point is that they, I believe, they have not understood the concept of tawassul in its proper definition and its proper sense.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
We have verses in the Noble Book of Quran regarding the concept of tawassul. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet tells him that those people who have committed their sin, they need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and wastaghfara lahumur rasul. They need to come to you and ask you to, ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
So now the question is that, is it an act of polytheism? Mm-hmm. These companions who have committed some sins, they come to the Prophet and they ask him to say astaghfirullah for them, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Is it an act of polytheism? They were able to directly talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do that, but at the same time, they come to the Prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the people that you should do that. You need to go to the Prophet.
Yes.
So this is giving us a message that this is wasila, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ. So we are allowed, not only we are allowed, we are highly recommended to go to the great men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to act as intermediaries between us and Allah. Of course, tawassul has different philosophies. One of them is to tell the people this message that these people are your role models and you need to take them as your role models in your life. And this is one of the virtues and merits, that you need to go to them and ask them to act as intermediaries between you and Allah.
That's right.
Or for example, the story of the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. We know that when they, threw Yusuf alayhi salam in the well, later when they realized their brother in Egypt, they came back to their father and they asked their father that, Ya Rab, Ya Abat astaghfir lana Rabbana. Oh Father, please you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. My question from these Wahhabis is that, isn't it an act of polytheism? They are calling their father, Ya Abate, O Father, Istaghfir lana Rabbana. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. So this is exactly the concept of tawassul. They are not addressing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, rather they are going to their father because they know that if their father prays for them, then it is highly probable for their for his request to be answered positively by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and other cases in the Noble Book of Quran, and when it comes to Tabarruk, we know that the shirt of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam and how Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam kissed that shirt, and according to some reports, he was blind before and then he was healed, and so on and so forth. So what is done by the, and of course many narrations in both Shia and Sunni narrations, the fact that, because some people say that, okay, they were alive and at that time people were allowed to do that. But the point is that there are many narrations in Sunni books that people went to the grave of the Prophet and addressing him, they ask him to act as intermediaries between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for example, the story of asking for rain. They came to the grave of the Prophet, or they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Prophet to send them the rain. So this is exactly what is done by the Shia. No Shia has ever believed that the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they are acting independently from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. We have the famous supplication of tawassul. Dua tawassul begins by Allahumma, which means, O Allah. Or when we are addressing these Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we say that inna tawajjahna wa tawassalna. And finally, we say, Bika ila Allah. Yes. Through you, we are going to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
So we are not taking them as God. We are not worshipping them. Mm-hmm. They are just acting as wasila, as intermediaries between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the main message of tawassul, I believe, is tawheed, yes, or monotheism.
Yes.
Of course.
Even before reciting the ziyara text, we are recommended, for example, to repeat,
thank you very much,
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, yeah, Alhamdulillah.
And okay, this is one of the messages even before Ziyara Jama'a Kabira, yes, which is regarding the great virtues of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi mm-hmm. salam. We repeat Allahu Akbar.
100 times.
Because sometimes people, yes, may, be inclined to our exaggerations about the amount of the Ahlul Bayt. So repeating Allahu Akbar is telling us the message that you shouldn't forget that Allah is greater, Allah is great. Yes.
Okay.
So that is the point. I mean, if you ask any Shia visiting the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that, are you worshipping Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam, mm-hmm. they would laugh. Of course, Shia should be also cautious. I mean, people are encouraged not to prostrate in the holy shrines toward the shrine, because of course, again, they are prostrating, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving them the tawfiq, the succor to come to the shrine. But some non-Shi'as may, understand this action in a wrong way. They may think that they are prostrating before the grave. That is why the scholars encourage the Shi'a not to do that. Of course, the Shia who do that, they do not mean that. They are not doing sajda for the Imam. They are doing sajda to shukr.
Yes.
But because some people may misunderstand it, they are recommended not to do that in the holy shrines.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding naming the holy Imams and the infallible people beside the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن